Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name. Patty was so right, Father God. We just thank you for all the good things you have did in our lives. All the good things you have planned ahead of time. And Father, all the great, wonderful things in heaven for eternity that you have for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to, Father, to bring your word forth. For the word is powerful and living and active, Father God. And it changes hearts, changes lives. Holy Spirit, just have me say what you want me to say and leave off what you want me to leave off. And I appreciate it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just have one funny. Okay. Here we go. And man finds a magic lamp. He rubs it, and a genie pops out and says he will grant him 3 wishes. The man says, I want $1 billion in my bank account. The genie says, poof, it's there. The man says, I want an Italian sports car, red. The genie says, poof, you got it. The man says, I want to be irresistible to women. The genie says, poof, you're a box of chocolates. Did you tell that before? Oh, okay. Works for me. Okay. We are teaching on faith rejoices. Okay, faith rejoices. James, and I again, Patty just said practically my sermon. It's just the way the Holy Ghost works, okay, about rejoicing before we get in there. Hallelujah. Okay, James 1, 2 through 4. You can follow along because I don't put them up there. James 1, you can find it. It's right after, James is right after Hebrews and right before 1 Peter. James 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. One translation says, nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay, that is the New King James. Here's the voice translation of James 1, 2 through 4. Don't run from tests and hardships, brothers and sisters. As difficult as they are, you will ultimately find joy in them. Your faith will blossom under pressure as you endure. And true patience brought on by endurance will equip you to complete the journey and cross the finish line. You will be mature, complete, and wanting nothing. God knew what he's talking about. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get. God knows what he's talking about. Okay. The first thing to do is consider it joyful. Now, nobody wants to do that when you're going through things. I mean, nobody wants to do that. Okay. But you do it by faith. That's how you do it. Like, we have not been back there, and we haven't seen the water go in right here, but we are rejoicing by faith. Okay, it's by faith. Okay. John 16:33, I have told you these things, Jesus is talking, so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation and distress and frustration. One of the translations says frustration. I'm going to stop for a minute. I'm talking about frustration. Okay. And somebody else was telling me something the other day. You know, when you're standing for something and it ain't there, it's hard. So I go in the store and I say, where is this department? And she says, right over there by the sign. And I'm thinking to myself, if I could see that sign, I'd be there myself. You know what I mean? So I'm waiting for the manifestation of my eye. But I mean, sometimes it's frustrating, you know, like, can't you see that over there? And I want to say, no, I can't, you know. So it's a little bit of frustrating, you know. I've never hit nobody, but boy, anyways. It's frustrating. Okay. So he goes on to say, now Jesus goes on to say, but be filled with joy. That don't sound like joy. I have overcome this world. I have overcome the world. Okay. Now, I heard about a man whose house had been bombed in World War II. He stood looking at the huge hole where his house used to be. He said, I always wanted a basement. I mean, really, that just came right out of his mouth. I always wanted a basement. You know what? So he was really looking. He was counting it all joy without knowing it. He was counting it all joy. So the first thing you do when believing and standing on a promise from God is rejoice. Count it joyful by faith. This is called rejoicing. Faith rejoices. If you're in faith, there will be some rejoicing. Okay, should be a lot of rejoicing. Amen. Okay, so I looked up rejoice, and these are the few things that it said. Get happy, delight, laugh, and as Jerry Savelle said one time, smile, leap, and spin. I was gonna have Ashley here, but she ain't here. She does a really good job of it, that's why. But I have somebody later. Don't worry, I will not call on you, Pastor. Okay. So, from believing to receiving, there must be joy. And God gives you the grace to do that. She was speaking of grace again. God gives you the grace to do that. I read that joy is the container of glory. The glory realm is where you get healing or anything you need, like healing, breakthroughs, deliverance, financial blessings. And then I wrote down here, shout for joy, sing for joy, leap for joy. One of the manifestations of joy is laughter. Well, I gotta tell a little funny here, I hope. We're in the old Cotcher, no, not old Cotcher. We're in the seniors' meetings last Friday. Itch doesn't like that. We're in the seniors' meetings, and we're playing catchphrase. He has to explain something that's on this little lighted up thing, okay? And Chester gives the and we're supposed to guess it. Chester says something that comes from a cow, and immediately Wanda Browser says goat cheese. The thing of it is I didn't get it till an hour later that it comes from a goat instead of a cow. I love to answer myself. So that night I went home and I went to bed, and it's just asleep, and I'm laying in bed and I'm snickering. I'm laughing because I keep thinking of a goat cheese, and because I really thought it was a goat. So laughter is good. Find things to laugh about in life. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Okay. Mark Hankins is an evangelist preacher. Okay, he said, faith is like dynamite, but the fuse is joy. So you ain't going nowhere unless you conjure up some joy here. You know what I mean? But you can do that with God's grace. Okay, I keep saying that. Okay. And I'll just throw this in there because I don't know where it fits. Okay, Psalms 32:7 says, God will give you songs of deliverance. And I know all of you, probably all of you have had that happen to you. Well, it just happens to me a lot of time. Oh my gosh, okay. I must mean deliverance. Yeah, I must need deliverance. Anyways, excuse me. Okay. Songs. I got songs on the brain. Okay. 1 Peter 1:8. This is 1 Peter 1:8. Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice. Yet believing, you rejoice. with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now the Holy Ghost loves to demonstrate. He really does. He loves to demonstrate. That's why you need to rejoice, because you just can't find a sad Holy Ghost. Think about it, y'all. He ain't gonna be sad. You know how you've tried to have pity parties and he won't join you. Okay, so listen, so this is it. So no, this is not it. Forget that sentence, like in a courtroom, strike that. Okay, let there be the oil of joy in your inner man. Like when you were a heathen in the world, there was called a happy hour. Okay, you know what I mean? You got real happy in the, we all been there, we know that. Maybe you haven't, I don't know. I'm telling on myself now. Okay, remember those heathen days, okay. Okay, Jesus was anointed, this is Isaiah 61, 3. Jesus was anointed to give the oil of joy. I don't like to say something unless I have something to back it up. Jesus was anointed to give the oil of joy for mourning or depression or anything else. He was anointed to give the oil of joy, or else I wouldn't have brought that up. So, rejoice now, because God is turning things around for you, turning things around for Oasis Christian Center. Believe He is working while you are rejoicing. That's the important thing, while you are rejoicing. Okay. Okay. This was either Mark Hankins or Kenneth Hagin said this. There is a blessing you receive when you dance in the Holy Ghost that you can't get any other way. Okay. The moment you touch the realm of glory, see, you can reach a saturation point and you can be filled and refilled. Hallelujah. When you are rejoicing, your flesh says, what are you doing? I mean, is that true? I mean, like, what are you doing? Okay. See, your feelings want to dominate. I don't feel like rejoicing. I don't care. I am not rejoicing. Reminds me of my cat. This is not my cat. It's a feral cat. I can't help it. I felt sorry for her night. And I feed her, okay. But she runs like crazy if you come even come near it. Well, but lately, she is, you know, like, oh, if you don't feed me, I'll famish. She is just pitiful anymore. And but you know, if you come near her, she will still run. But you know, I've been giving her the good stuff is what it is. She never did it, okay. So, okay, I don't feel like rejoicing. Okay, okay. So that's why you do rejoice by faith, amen, not by feelings. Amen. You don't have to feel like it. Just make it a choice. Uh-huh. Do it, okay, because God wants you to do it. Because actually, it's trusting Him for that thing that you're trusting Him for. If teaching alone could do everything, we would have it by now. Your inner man needs charging up. So that's why faith rejoices. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Okay, here's a testimony. Okay. If I wasn't going to use that other one, Lord, let me know. Okay. Okay, this was about two Sundays ago. I'm not sure, two or three Sundays ago. I'm sitting right over there, and we're singing that song, He Picked Me Up, Turned Me Around, and Set My Feet on Solid Ground. I just happen to like that song. That's a fun song, okay? So, I just turned myself around. I said it, and I'm just telling you, it's like the Holy Ghost come all over me, y'all. And I had hip problem for about a month and a half, and it don't hurt no more.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Rejoicing on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, you are to rejoice when you are in faith, believing for a breakthrough. Oh, I already said that. Healing and financial problems. Okay. Psalms 126, 1 through 3. Psalms 126, 1 through 3. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Thank you, God. I remember it now, Lord. With our tongue with singing. And you know, we have that resident joy fruit in us. It's resident in there. Okay. Okay. Seeing as how I brought that up there, another testimony. This was, today is Wednesday. Oh, it couldn't be. This was yesterday. Okay. Okay. I get here a little early with Ish. And that morning, if Holy Spirit don't give me a song, I give myself one. Okay. Well, the song was, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. And okay, I sang it and sang it and sang it and sang it at home, got here. We walk around this building, you know, and then we sign that thing. Singing that song, okay? Well, you know, believe it or not, I know you know that, but after a while, you get tickled. I mean, okay. So I have my CD player out there, and we play soft music when we have intercession. It was for intercession. I turned that on, and when that soft, beautiful music came on, something came up out of me. Woo! You know what I mean? I mean, a big, fat surge came out of me. And I usually try to put words to it when it comes out like that, okay, y'all? But I'm telling you, the joy, you know the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you know, these days and age, you better keep your joy filled. Your joy tank filled. You better keep it filled these days, okay? And I heard this from another preacher. I don't know where I heard him from. Okay. But Jim, our intercession leader, said the exact same thing. These days, you probably aren't going to get too much by on the faith level that you've been on. You need to kick it up a notch. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. So God has chosen to make things work by faith. That's what he chose to do. Things work by faith in his word. That's again what I'm going to say. Get it in your head. Faith rejoices. Okay. From believing to there it is, there must be joy. Hebrews 10:35 says, do not cast away your confidence, trusting in God, I just put that in there, which has a great reward. There's a reward for your faith. I mean, not just the manifestation, but I mean, there's a reward for using faith. Pastor said about a couple Sundays ago, he says, use your faith. And he named a whole bunch of things and everything. Use your faith. And that is so good, Pastor. It was so good. You need to get it. It's out there. Use your faith. Okay. And so I'll just tell you this testimony. I have a little it there and a little it there. Okay. I don't know what they are. Okay. But every day, because I want to use my faith, I mean, I'm not really honing in on it like I was going to die type of faith, you know. But every day I say, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now listen, this ain't the first time it worked. I mean, they are, you probably could still see them at this second in time, but they'll leave. I also had about 3 years ago a little mole up here, and I just didn't like it. I just didn't like the sucker. I used to say, for a month, I said it over there, I said it every day. It kept getting smaller. However, because of vanity, it went to a point. You know, and I just didn't like the point, so I had it removed, and I'm doing fine and everything. But it was slow. If I wasn't vanity, I would have just let it finally go down. But it got to that ugly little point. Oh, anyways, okay. But I just want to tell you, using your faith is what I'm telling you. Using your faith, okay. Okay. There is a reward for your faith, and I'm excited about that. Okay. Exodus 18:9. Very simple. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. It says, Jethro rejoiced in all the good things the Lord had done for Israel. He just rejoiced way back then. Just rejoiced, bless his heart. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, I'm sure you all know this, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. And you know, and when you're going along, you're trudging along and you're standing for something, I mean, God said he would give you the victory, overcomer, conqueror. I mean, really, you should just hone in on them three words. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get it. I asked for it. He said I could ask for it. You know what I mean? I mean, not if it's a big Cadillac or something, you know, not unless you're able to get it. You don't ship them down from heaven is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Okay. We will always, 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 always get the victory because, number one, we are in Christ. We are in the overcomer himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've just got two more. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. I'm talking about faith rejoices. Be happy in your faith and rejoice. And be glad-hearted continually. That's amplified. I'm glad I got that. That's amplified. Okay. So, and one more. Psalms 5:11 says, let all those rejoice who put their trust in God. Let them ever shout for joy. Ever shout for joy. Okay. Now this, he gave me this song all day long, and I thought to myself with my lightning quick mind, I love Pastor, he just has such cute things to say. I don't know how lightning quick this thing is, but anyways. Maybe this song wasn't for me, but I'm gonna say what it said. If it ministers to somebody, okay, we sing this song at this church called Reckless Love. One of the lines says, before I spoke a word, you, God, were singing over me. He gave me that today over and over. And you know, in Zephaniah 3:17, it says, God will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Love that. Anyways, again, if this ministers to anybody, the rest, some more of that song says, when I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. I didn't know if that was who that was for. I don't know things like that. Praise God forever. Give the Lord a hand clap. Oh, okay. I'm not done.